I'm Jonathan Mose, and this is Main Menu News Briefs. Intel Corp says it has created the world's fastest silicon transistors, tiny switches that turn on and off nearly 1,000 times more quickly than those that power today's microprocessors. The technology also shrinks the devices to a width of about 80 atoms. That would make room for about 25 times more transistor than are packed into today's top-of-the-line Pentium 4 machines. The transistors won't be incorporated into processors until 2007, according to Intel. Such powerful processors are expected to play a key role in the growth of speech recognition and language translation applications, as well as programs that now require a supercomputer to run. Transistors are at the heart of all modern computers. The opening and closing of their switches are the basis of all computations inside a microprocessor. In 1965, Intel co-founder Gordon Moore predicted that the number of transistors on a piece of silicon would double roughly every 18 months. Moore's law, as the famous prediction is now known, has been amazingly accurate, largely thanks to new technologies that make transistors smaller and faster. AT&T is scaling back plans to develop a sophisticated interactive television service with Microsoft Corp, and wants to roll out simpler set-top boxes. The decision comes 2 years after the nation's largest long-distance phone company and cable operator said it was collaborating with Microsoft on the venture. Napster is close to obtaining permission from three major record labels to offer users music in a new pay version of its music-sharing service. Terms of the proposed agreement remain unclear, but it would not affect the music industry lawsuit accusing Napster of copyright infringement. And still on music software, the music software maker Roxio last week said it had formed ties with EMI Recorded Music in an effort to promote secure and legal music downloading for consumers. Under the pact, Roxio and EMI plan to co-develop new technology based on Roxio software that will allow customers to burn EMI music onto CDs only when permitted to do so. A new instant messaging technology in Microsoft's upcoming operating system is promising to give users an identity on the internet, potentially making applications like video conference calls and network video games easier to set up. The technology Microsoft announced last week, Windows Messenger, also poses a bold challenge to AOL Time Warner. Windows Messenger allows instant internet-based communication of text, sound, video, and other files. Microsoft has based it on Session Initiation Protocol, an open standard, and says it wants competing instant message companies to adopt it. Microsoft says it will build Messenger into Windows XP itself, which is due in late October. The company is allowing different Windows programs to take advantage of IM functions. For example, the owner of a document could view and discuss it with someone, allowing the other person to make changes. Over 21% of European households will have broadband internet access by 2003, up from the figure of 1.79%. This is according to Van Dusseldorf and Partners and Screen Digest, who says there will be 18.2 million broadband subscribers in Europe by 2003, over 44 times as many as there were in 1999. Microsoft has denied that its flagship Office XP suite has been cracked just 2 days after the high-profile launch. Rumors have been appearing after an article went up on an unofficial Windows News website, w2news.com, claiming that a bootleg copy of Office XP worked without being activated by Microsoft. This led some people to believe that the product activation system on Office XP had been cracked. However, the real answer may lie in a misunderstanding over the details of Microsoft's new licensing agreement. If you buy a copy of Microsoft Office XP off the shelf, or for a single user, the accompanying activation key will allow Office to be installed and activated on two machines, a primary desktop and a secondary laptop. But in corporate environments, the activation key doesn't have to be entered on every machine. It's likely that, in this case, someone had obtained a copy of the corporate edition of Office XP, which would already have been activated. A spokesman for Microsoft says that as far as Microsoft is concerned, the code had not been cracked, and although some bootleg copies of Office are appearing, the activation system was only designed to stop casual copying of software. Turkey's parliament passed a law last week that subjects the internet to the same restrictions as print media. but lawmakers abandoned plans to require officials' permission to set up a website. The law provides for fines of up to $85,000 for websites that publish, quote, untrue news, insults, and similar material, unquote. However, the government abandoned clauses in the early draft of the law that would have required permission from local government authorities to set up a website in Turkey and have forced the owners of websites to provide printed copies of the site to a local prosecutor every day. Microsoft is extending to Windows XP, a new technology that could give the company some control over consumers' access to site, content, and services on the web. The feature, known as Smart Tags, would strengthen Microsoft's ability to tie its newest applications and operating systems to its own websites or others that it favors, including those that charge fees. Microsoft introduced Smart Tags with Office XP, which the company launched on the 31st of May, but the software maker is also testing Smart Tags in the version of Internet Explorer 6 included with Windows XP. The litigious US recording industry is itself being sued now by scientists who want to show how easy it is to defeat technology used to protect music against piracy. Before now, the researchers have been reluctant to publish information following legal warnings from music industry groups. The US recently passed laws that make it an offence to pass on information that could help people evade copyright restrictions, but the scientists say the new laws are an unconstitutional restriction of free speech and academic freedom, which gag them from talking about how easy it was for them to crack all but one system that they were testing for the Secure Digital Music Initiative. Net Zero and Juno, the two biggest providers of free internet service in the United States, are merging, and some are concerned that that means bad news for consumers who rely heavily on both services. The two companies will merge in a $70.7 million US dollar deal that is expected to create America's second largest internet access company. The deal essentially eliminates competition within the free internet access sector. The only other major player is Bluelight.com. NetZero chairman Mark Goldston said consumers shouldn't worry that the free access will be replaced by a paid service. Under the merger, the new company will have 7 million subscribers, more than Microsoft's MSN, Earthlink, and AT&T WorldNet. Only America Online, with its 29 million subscribers, has more. The new customer base was cited as the key reason for the merger, which could allow the new company to ask for higher advertising rates. And finally, we finish in Australia, and Telstra has refused to confirm that it altered its unlimited broadband internet service after fearing that it would be accused of anti-competitive practices. An excerpt from an undated memo believed to have been leaked from the telco was published on an internet news list recently. It purports that Telstra rushed through changes which included the introduction of a 3GB per month download limit on its Big Pond Freedom Unlimited plan months ahead of schedule, after its legal and regulatory division expressed fears that the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission would rule that the service was unfair on competitors. And if you want to keep up with the latest technology news, be sure to check out the ACB Radio newsroom at www.acbradio.org. For news briefs, I'm Jonathan Mosen.